On to our Howell Grand Slam story. We had a series of story-sharing events across the North Country in the last year, and a Grand Slam at Pickens Hall Howell event.
There you go. The Pickens Hall Howell event in Hubleton. Say that five times.
I know. It's tough. And so we'll be sharing the winning stories, those winners, those Grand Slam stories throughout the next few months. And we have one this morning from Samantha Stinson. She shared her story in Potsdam on September 17th. And when she came to the Grand Slam event in Hubleton, she told about missing a professional opportunity because her family was growing unexpectedly.
Hi, everyone. There's a lot of you. But that's good. You can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. This was a saying that my graduate school voice teacher was fond of telling me. And usually this was in the context of my coming to her studio for my weekly lesson and freaking out about my career path as a performer, about my ability to find a husband, have children, find a stable job, and support a family, and just the weight of the world on a 20-something's shoulders. And she would look at me and do one of those deep breaths and say, "Sammy, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once." And I ignored her and barged through my 20s, and I met, dated, and wed a wonderful man. I tried my darndest to make a performance career happen, and when it wasn't happening as quickly as I liked, I decided to go back for my doctorate in musical arts, because it was very important to me in my Faustian idiocy to reach the pinnacle of some field. And so for me, that was going to be academia in music. So I began my doctoral studies at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music in the fall of 2012. And in the fall of 2013, my husband left to begin his job at the Crane School of Music. And for us, that wasn't such a big deal. As performers, we spend a lot of time long distance. This was a little bit more difficult, though, because I had recently learned that it would be very difficult for us to have a family. And the two greatest desires in my life were to have a performance career and to be a mother. And neither one of those were really working out. And it was fairly devastating, but I decided to press ahead into my third foray, which was academia, and apply for research grants, the most prestigious of which was the Fulbright, the U.S. Fulbright program, which grants a stipend for a year for people to go and study abroad in a host country. And the process for this application was quite rigorous. I learned another language, German. I had to write several essays. I had to get recommenders and advisors and all sorts of people on my side. I had to write emails in very poor German to various institutions over there to try and secure a host college. And I did. I did all of that. I got everything off by November 1st, the deadline. A couple weeks later, my doctor told me that there was this experimental drug that I could try. She wanted to rule out a further complication, and she said, "Don't worry, there is a 95% chance that you will not be able to get pregnant without significant medical intervention." So I said, "Fine." I took the pill. I went home for Thanksgiving, saw my husband, came back, and 2 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And a week after that, I found out that I was a finalist for the Fulbright program. And in my mind, I was like, "Oh, great! No, what?" Because I had always rushed into everything in my life, and all of a sudden, my life was rushing back at me. And I started having these delusions, like, maybe I can do all of this. Maybe I can get a nanny and move to Germany with a newborn and conduct this research, and everything will be fine. So I went to my first obstetrician's appointment. I was 8 weeks pregnant, and my husband was with me, and I lay down on the table, and she turned the ultrasound machine on, and she said, "Okay, there's your baby." And then she shifted it, and she said, "Oh, babies. Because the medicine had worked so well that I was pregnant with twins. And so there I was, and I had these feelings of overwhelm and apprehension, and thank God my husband was overjoyed because I was terrified. Unfortunately, the most pervasive feeling I had, though, was one of deceit. I felt like I had deceived my advisors and all of the people who had been pulling for me to get this amazing opportunity that was now so close. And I kind of had a Gethsemane with myself and came to the realization that that this was one opportunity that I was probably going to have to miss. As it turned out, I was an alternate for the Fulbright program, and my advisor said, this is great. We'll just make some phone calls. They'll get the funding. You'll be able to go. And I had to email her back and say, you know what? Thank you so much. I can't do this right now. And so I moved to Potsdam and finished my doctorate. And this wasn't the first time that I missed this was the first time I had to miss a wonderful opportunity because of parenthood. And it certainly has not been the last. I'm sure it will not be the last. But my teacher, who said, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once, never mentioned the piece of the puzzle of happiness and joy that comes from being a mother to two amazing, now two-year-old daughters. And so I don't have it all, but I have a lot.
That's Samantha Stinson of Potsdam. She recently earned her Doctor of Musical Arts degree in voice performance from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. She told her story at our Howl Grand Slam event in Hewelton on September 22nd. The Howl Story Slams are a collaboration between North Country Public Radio and the Adirondack Center for Writing. And we are planning another round of slams. They're going to start later this winter and into the spring. So stay tuned for those dates and places. We'll be announcing those in the near future.